Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a moving party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, dig it. Stop right on.
Earl England Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Sam. How you doing?
Good, Earl. It's good to have you back. I missed you yesterday.
Yeah, well, it's good to be back. There's so many things going on. And I was just listening to the news before we came on. And they said the average family home price of it is the highest that it's ever been in the history of the nation, $407,000 for the average family home. Man, am I not the average family.
Well, I can't wait to never get one at that rate.
I mean, $407,000, and I thought I was middle class. but man, if the average home is $407,000, I'm not in the middle class. I am far down, you know, when you're talking about prices like that. And it just makes you just think about the differences in this nation, the divide that's in this nation. When you hear those numbers, because I would venture to say that 100%, not 100%, maybe 98% of the people that I interact with aren't in that category. You know, I know some folk that are, you know, in that category and above. But I don't interact with them on a daily basis. Almost all the people I interact with on a daily basis don't come close to having a home worth $407,000. You?
Oh, gosh, no. I went to private school, so I was kind of the poor kid. Like, my parents definitely sacrificed a lot to make sure they had the education they wanted me to have, which was awesome. But, like, my house was the small house. I didn't have necessarily the designer things everyone in my high school had. And, you know, like, I didn't mind it, obviously. I didn't think, like, obviously my life is great and, you know, everything like that. But seeing that difference was crazy. So it is that drastic, like, drop difference it's shocking.
It is shocking. And it just goes to show it leads right into a conversation that I'm going to be having in a moment. And, you know, you don't begrudge people who are fortunate and blessed to live those kinds of lives. But I have to tell you, it is just amazing to me that those kinds of separations after all this time in this country still exist. And without question, going to exist as long as there is a nation. There's going to be these separations that really don't benefit our country. And nobody's saying, crying for socialism. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying that people who live in those homes, anybody gave them anything. And for the most part, many of them have earned it or inherited the wealth that allows them to live an opulent life. And they may argue with me and say, well, a $400,000 house is not opulent. But can you envision what a $400,000 house must look like?
I wouldn't even know what to do with, like, a big amount of space. Like, I sit in my bed most of the day, Earl. I don't need 80 million rooms in my house personally, but...
Well, you know, that's the other part of it. You know, you can only live in one room, be in one room at a time. And so it doesn't matter how many rooms you have. And listen, again, nobody's prejudging anyone for their successes.
No, not at all.
But if the median home is $407,000, imagine how many people are on the other side of that, not on the upside, but on the downside. Imagine how many people live in homes that are $60,000, $50,000. Today, they exist, and they are living their lives too. You know, I would venture to say if you're fortunate enough and blessed enough again to live in a $400,000 house, the price of gas is something that may impact you, but not like it impacts the other people who struggle on a daily basis just to get by. You know, if I live in a $400,000 house and the gas is $5 a gallon, hey, I can deal with that, right? I may not like it, but it doesn't paralyze me and what I'm doing. But people who live on the other side of that equation are being paralyzed right now with what is taking place with these gasoline prices. And the more, you know, the more I hear the people say, well, you know, we can make these changes and adjustments, and if you just hang on, things are going to get better. Hang on. What am I going to hang on to? You know, I mean, I was watching in Milwaukee, I think it was the business community. I forgot the term or the title of who they were. But they gave away $50,000 with the free gas, right? In a poor community. And they gave away $50 worth of free gas to people who drove up. I mean, that's, come on. And I listened to the people who weren't driving Bentleys, you know, or Roses or Mercedes. They were driving whatever, the four wheels that they could have that would allow them to get to work and to pick their children up and maybe make it to the grocery store. And so that $50 worth of gas was a lifeline to them. And thank God for the business community, as it eludes me, that led that giving of $50 worth of gas to people who are just struggling to make it another day. But that's the makeup of the country that we live in. And we've got to get to a point where, you know, there's not that big a divide. And I guess the folk who have a $400,000 home are saying, well, what are you talking about? We know people who have $2 million homes. And so all my home is worth is $400,000. So I don't feel like I'm doing that well, because I want to be one of those people who live in a $2.5 million home. That's what, you know, it happens when you live in a country that's divided economically, as this nation is, and gets worse and worse on a daily basis. You know, I just want to talk a little bit before we get to break and tell you about a subject that we'll be talking about even after the break, and that's a photojournalist named David Buttow had this to say. And he's traveled the world and seen many different things. He was actually at the Trump riot on January 6th. He said he doesn't believe that there's an America anymore. And so I want to talk about that on the other side. For those of you who think that things aren't so bad, who think that things aren't so bad and that our nation is doing just fine, and that people who point to what is happening in this country is hyperbole. And you know, things are going to get better. We're going to come back together as a nation, because after all, we're the United States of America, the greatest nation on earth. And so, you know, if you snap your finger, all things are going to be fine again. And don't you dare mess with the flag, because we, the American people, are the greatest people on the face of the earth, the wealthiest people, and everybody wants to be us. Well, guess what? You may find it hard to believe, but everybody doesn't want to be us. There are many people across the world that don't want to have anything to do with our way of government. And there's some of us inside of these borders who think our way of government is should be criminal. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us again at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.